this Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest welfare work. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is there any sound? Often people ask, what welfare work is your society doing? Because they expect that religious organizations, they open hospitals and schools and clinics and so on. But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states, Indriyebhyo, what is that? Indriyebhyo parangmana, manasastu parabuddhe, yo buddhe paratastu saha, indriyani parani ahu. Above the senses is the mind. Above the mind is the intelligent. And above the intelligence is the soul. So this Krishna Conscious Movement is performing welfare activities for the soul. But most people have lost their souls. So they do not appreciate welfare work for the soul. They think that the body, mind and senses and intelligence are all in all. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many prayers to the Lord in His various forms. The most attractive form of the Lord is that of Krishna in Vrindavan. And His topmost devotees are the gopis of Vrindavan. The gopis of Vrindavan pray to Krishna in various beautiful prayers, among which one is Tava Katamrita Tapta Jivanam Kavibi Iritam Kalmashapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvigrinantiye Bhurida Jana. The gopis say that topics about you, Krishna, are just like Amrita. Amrit means that which is very sweet. It also means Amrit, from which there is no death. By hearing about Krishna, we shall conquer over death. Therefore, topics of Krishna, they deliver us from the burning fire of material existence. So, we're trying to discuss here some Krishna katha. So we request everyone to please try and listen. So these topics of Krishna, they are declared by the greatest scholars as being the best remedy for all troubles of life. Simply hearing about Krishna makes our life auspicious. Such topics are full of spiritual power that destroy our material attachments. Therefore, persons who distribute talk of Krishna, they are the best welfare work. This is the opinion of the devotees, the topmost devotees of Krishna, the gopis. So what human society needs more than anything is Krishna consciousness. There are so many politicians and scholars and political commentators discussing how to improve the world. At the present time, people in India are excited at the prospect of improving India's economy and making India a superpower. But this is all useless. It is all foolishness. It is a misuse of the human form of life to concentrate on material, so-called material improvement. Because first of all, so-called material improvement doesn't make anyone even slightly happier, even in this life. And actually human life is meant for that endeavor by which we can get free from birth and death. Even if we make great material progress in this life, what is the value if in the next life we become a spider or a toad? But people are foolish. They do not realize this. Persons who remind them of this, they are performing the greatest welfare work to human society. Even if mostly people, they don't realize the value of this. Vellore is famous for its hospitals and became a little bit famous last year for its jail also. But what is the use of going into a hospital, if you come out and you live for a little longer and then again you die and you have to be born as a fish, a tree, a cat, a pigeon or whatever. Previously, people in India at least used to understand this point. The whole culture was based on God realization. Nowadays, what's it based on? Making money and watching the TV and cricket and young boys and girls shamelessly sit together at some cafe, laughing and joking together. This is all asabhya, uncivilized. This is the civilization of like cats and dogs. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for informing the whole world that we are meant to serve Krishna. We are not meant to live like cats and dogs and become cats and dogs in our next lives. Especially the people of India should understand this. Because not only within this planet, but within this universe, the whole universe, this land is especially meant for God realization. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata bhumite hoilo manushya janma ja, janma sharta kari karo para upaka. Those who have taken birth as a human being in the land of Bharat, they should make their life successful by Krishna consciousness and perform welfare work for others by preaching Krishna consciousness. What's going on? Akinchan Krishna? What's going on? Let him come and sit and listen. Milk is not so important. You have books here for distribution? Hmm? So particularly in India, this Krishna conscious movement wants to remind people what is the purpose of life. At the present time, there is no proper guidance. Therefore, so many Hindus are what they called converting to different religions. And even within Hinduism, there are so many strange things being propagated. So this Krishna conscious movement is distributing the original, pure and actual Vedic message. This Krishna conscious movement is based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are no tricks or gimmicks. We are not trying to promote ourselves or exploit anybody. We simply want people to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is for their own benefit. And what is that message of Bhagavad Gita by which everyone can benefit? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Matah parataram nanyat. No, nothing is superior to me. No one or nothing is superior to me. Therefore, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru. Krishna tells everyone, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, bow down before me. It is a very simple and straightforward message by which everyone, everywhere, in every position can achieve the highest benefit of life. There is no need to go to so many temples of so many gods and so many imagined incarnations. By this simple process of remembering Krishna, everyone can achieve all perfection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed the easy method of performing bhakti in Kali Yuga. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way but to chant the holy names of Krishna, chant the holy names of Krishna, chant the holy names of Krishna. So we should chant the names of Krishna with love and lead a pure life. There is no need of eating meat and fish and eggs. These are all sinful activity. This pollutes the consciousness. We cannot understand God if we are eating impure food. Not only that, our whole life should be pure. There's no use to watching these stupid programs on TV. If we say the stupid programs on TV, you may think, well, what are the non-stupid programs on TV? And the answer is there aren't any. They're all stupid. Even the news, it's a bunch of foolish people talking about what other foolish people are doing. This politician said this and that politician said that. They're all simply fools. Anyone who does not understand that the purpose of life is to understand Krishna is simply in the darkness of ignorance. So we should take satsang. The whole world is full of asatsang. Everyone is asat. But satsang means association with devotees of Krishna. Persons who have dedicated their lives to Krishna. Madchita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katiyantaschamang nityang tushyanticha ramanticha. The Krishna says, the thoughts of my pure devotees always dwell in me. Their lives are dedicated to me. And they take great pleasure in always discussing about me. So here in Vela also, the devotees are sincerely endeavoring to revive this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, going door to door and asking people to chant Hare Krishna and offering Srila Prabhupada's books, Bhagavad Gita as it is and other books, which are the greatest benediction for human society, because straightforwardly and according to the parampara system, they give realized knowledge of Krishna. We see the children, they're going to school carrying huge piles of books. But our suggestion is, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. There is no need of any other book but Bhagavad Gita as it is. Eko mantras tasya namani yani, kamapya ikam tasya devasya seva. There is no need of any other mantra but the Hare Krishna mantra. Ekam devam devaki putra eva. There is no need of worshipping any other god but Krishna. There is no need of any work but serving Krishna. Everything should be done for the sake of Krishna. So whatever you may be doing, you may be a professor or a housewife or a businessman, do everything for Krishna. Yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad jahosi, dadasi, yad tapasyasi, kaunteya tat karushva madarpanam. Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever charity you give away, whatever austerities you perform, do it as an offering for me. So devotees are trying here to spread this consciousness of Krishna. And now they're going to start systematically going door to door with these books. And we have great hope that the people of Vela will accept this Krishna consciousness movement with open hearts. Of course, some people will oppose. We cannot expect that everyone will be a devotee of Krishna. And other people may be just indifferent or apathetic. But we hope that many people will come forward to support and take part in this Krishna consciousness. Understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. And take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of ecstatic chanting and dancing of the holy names of Krishna. So many great Vaishnava acharyas have preached Vishnu Bhakti in South India. They have emphasized the worship of Bhagavan Narayana with Sri, mostly by the process of Archan. So that's also there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is especially emphasizing the happy, natural bhakti of Vrindavan, in which the devotee, the bhakti, is more out of spontaneous love than awe and reverence. So the sadhana for awakening this Vraja Bhakti is Hari Kirtan, especially the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This mantra is very powerful. There are so many powerful mantras and powerful yogis. Some, by mantra siddhi, some yogis can do wonderful things. But this mantra is more powerful than any other mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tisho Rashakam Nam Nam Kali Kaumasha Nashanam Natav Paratero Payas Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. By these 16 words, all the bad effects of Kali Yuga are destroyed. and throughout the whole Vedic literature, no better means is to be found than this. So, for the benefit of all human society, we're distributing these books and the Maha Mantra, and asking people to lead a pure life in the service of Krishna. Don't spoil your valuable human life. Dva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manusham artadam anityam apiha dhruva turnam yatetana patadanam richayavan nishrayasaya vishaya kalu sarvata syat. After many, many births, we have attained this rare human form of life. In this human form of life, we can attain the topmost goal. But it won't last long. Therefore, before the inevitable demise of this body, we should perform such activities by which we shall not have to get another body. We should not be concerned with bodily enjoyment. That is available in every species of life. But we should be concerned how we can develop our love of Krishna. So this we want to propagate by practice and precept. Precept means by giving instruction. And practice means you will see that devotees who are taking up this practice of Krishna consciousness, how their life improves. There's one man from Salem. I met him for the first time in America, where he's working as a research engineer for Microsoft Corporation. And he told me when he, actually in America, he first came in contact with our Krishna consciousness movement. Because many Indians who go to America, at first they think how wonderful it's going to be. But after some time they see that for all the material advancement, there is no real spiritual life here. And then they appreciate the, after leaving India, they begin to appreciate India's spiritual culture. So he told me that while he was in India, he was well known for boozing and going to parties and in general being a rascal. But by the power of the Krishna consciousness that he took up in America, when he came back, his whole life was reformed. And his family members and friends were so impressed at how much more peaceful and happy he was that they all took up Krishna consciousness also. So you don't have to go to America to take up Krishna bhakti. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, it's available right here in your own very town. So please take to this Krishna consciousness, make your life pure and be happy in this life. And prepare yourself to go back home, back to Godhead, back to Golok Vrindavan. By the easy and blissful process of chanting. I just said chanting.
It's tough to say.
Is it? Oh, I was going to say chanting what? You already said Bhagavan Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question about this? No question. Everyone's completely convinced. No question means everyone's completely convinced. Is it? All right, so we better teach you all about this. Where's the books? That's all the books you have. That's not much. All right, show the books. You can tell.